It's a way for him to avoid accountability. That was the response from Perth Wellington MP John Nader when he was asked about his reaction to the news that Justin Trudeau had announced that he was resigning as the Prime Minister and the leader of the Liberal Party. What we saw was him walking out the door before the Canadian people had a chance to pass their judgment in an election, said Nader. What's more, Mr. Trudeau has shut down Parliament for the next 2.5 months. We're facing such challenging issues both here in Canada and internationally, so to shut down Parliament, I don't think that is in the best interest of Canadians. During his press conference on Monday, Trudeau announced that Parliament will be prolonged until March 24. What this means is the former Prime Minister has effectively hit the pause button on Parliament. All activity from existing bills and committee work comes to a halt. The current government also remains in power during this time. Nader says this presents a challenge, especially with the new president set to be sworn into office in the United States in the very near future. It's a real challenge and concern, especially with Parliament prorogued, said Nader. It really handcuffs the government and Parliament from responding to some of the concerns, whether it be tariffs or other international challenges that may come from south of the border or other parts of the world. There are no legislative means to respond with prolonged Parliament. The messaging remains clear from the Conservative Party. They will bring forward a vote of no confidence regardless of who becomes the new leader of the Liberal Party. We have been clear, we will vote no confidence in the government the first opportunity it arises, so likely in late March, said Nader. At the end of the day, it's up to the NDP and the Bloc to vote with their conscience and vote no confidence in the government. Mr. Singh said even yesterday that he remains committed to the non-confidence vote, so we will see if they follow through on those comments. Nader also said it doesn't matter who the next Liberal Party leader is, as all members have backed the Trudeau regime over the last nearly decade in power. Each prospective candidate for new leader has endorsed the policy platform of the Liberal Party, said Nader. The actions they have undertaken over the last 9.5 years, whether it's the carbon tax, challenges with housing, changes they have made to different financial measures, or the large deficit and debt, means it doesn't change anything for us. We are still committed to bring forward our positive conservative common sense plan whenever the next election takes place. The federal election is scheduled for October of this year, but the Conservative Party remains committed to the non-confidence vote, which will need support of other MPs to pass. Trudeau told reporters on Monday during his announcement that fighting for the middle class was something he was proud of. London North Centre MP Peter Frigiscatos pointed to the work done to put childhood poverty on the decline, support environmental initiatives, the work done during the first Trump presidency and the work done by the government during the pandemic as wins for Trudeau's legacy. Despite being on opposite sides of the aisle, Nader said that he does have respect for Mr. Trudeau. Obviously, we disagree on a lot of fundamental issues from political and government perspective, said Nader. That being said, Mr. Trudeau is a human, he has 3 children, like I do. From a personal perspective, anyone who has served in high office like that, you have to have a degree of respect for that person. I have a great deal of respect for Mr. Trudeau's service to the country, and from a personal perspective, I wish him well.